Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if you remember or not, but a few weeks ago, Pastor did a sermon. It was called, What Do You Expect? Remember that? It was about 3 weeks ago. He did a sermon saying, What Do You Expect? And that sermon just really got something going on the inside of me. What do you expect? And the Lord started bringing up a lot of different things to me, including what I'm speaking on today. Some of the things that Pastor talked about in there was like, he said that expectation is the driving force behind our faith, and without it, we will never see our dreams or desires come to pass. I don't know about you, but I want to see my dreams and desires come to pass, so I'm expecting. The key to pressing through hard times is staying built up in the Word. He also gave this quote from a man named J.M. Farrow. If we pray but don't really expect God to answer, we shouldn't be surprised when He doesn't. And I've seen that. I've seen some people pray but then talk about it. Well, I don't know if it'll come to pass or not. And then when it doesn't happen, they're surprised. They are shocked that it didn't happen. Pastor also said that he gave us four different kinds of expectation. Do you guys remember what they were? One was negative expectation, neutral expectation, misguided expectation, and positive expectation. Today we're dealing as if everybody's in that fourth one, positive expectation. Hallelujah. The degree of our expectation often determines the degree of power that is manifested. I don't know about you, but if it's like that, I want that positive to have a strong degree of how it's manifested. Not all that other stuff, that misguided and that negative stuff, because if we got a negative expectation and we're focused on that, guess how it's going to come to us? It's going to be harsh. It's going to be pretty harsh. Pastor also said this. He said, if God said it, we can't expect it. Hallelujah. So if you will, turn with me in your Bibles to Mark 11:22. I'm going to be reading that from two different versions today. Ooh, hallelujah. It's kind of warm up here. Mark 11:22-24, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. And the Passion Translation says it like this. It said, Jesus replied, let the faith of God be in you. Now, this right before then, they had come past that tree that Jesus had cursed. And they saw, his disciples saw that he cursed it on one day and that it had withered up and died on the next day. And they were kind of shocked that it happened. I don't know why he had did the miracles before, but they were shocked that it happened. They said, you spoke it yesterday, and look at it today. Wow, Lord. But God said, Jesus said, let the faith of God be in you. Listen to the truth I speak to you. Whoever says to this mountain with great faith and does not doubt, mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and believes that what he says will happen, it will be done. This is the reason I urge you boldly, believe for whatever you ask for in prayer. Be convinced that you received it and it will be yours. Now look at that last sentence. It says, be convinced that you received it. That's past tense. So when you pray, you've got to believe that it's yours. You already have it in the spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. So now we're at that point. We've prayed. We believe that we receive. So now what? Do we sit there and twiddle our thumbs? Do we sit there and twiddle our thumbs? Do we pace the floor waiting for it to come in? No, we don't. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from asking and believing to it manifesting? You know, when I was in college and when I was actively pursuing pastor, I went to his church one Friday night. Now, I had been saved at the age of 12, but I had been backslidden probably from 13 on up to 20. So I went to his church just to make a good impression. And I was living off campus at that time, and I went with my friend that lived next door to me. And so we went on a Friday night, and that happened to be, I think, an evangelistic service. And I wasn't in depth in the Word. I didn't really know the Word. I knew of God. I didn't know God, really. I didn't know Him personally. I didn't know Jesus personally because I didn't get in the Word. But we went there one night, and she did this sermon. And at the end of it, she had a call for finances or for offerings. And she was telling everybody, if you'll just give $25, I promise you that you'll have it back like within a week. It'll come back to you. She kept telling us this. So, you know, the Word was exciting. You were fired up. You were, yeah, amen, it's going to come back to me. I'm going to give this money. It's going to come back. Well, I was a scholarship student. I didn't have a job. And I didn't have very much money. But I decided that night, me and my friend decided that we were going to give our last $25. And I was so pumped and so excited that I put that money in that offering, thinking, not expecting, thinking that it was, I'm going to get it back tomorrow or the next day. Hallelujah. But, you know, being excited about something won't get it back for you. Not alone, it won't. You just can't be excited. There's other things you have to do. Well, my friend, who was in the same boat as me, just as big a sinner as I was, hers came back. And I was wondering, Lord, where's mine? How come it didn't come back? Well, maybe I didn't do the things that she did. Hallelujah. She may have known more because she was older than me. She may have known more than me because I think her teenage daughter was close to my age. We were like 3 years apart. So I said, Lord, what happened? I don't know. But then I just let it go. But that has always come back to my remembrance every time I began to learn about faith. I needed to add my faith onto that. But I wasn't taught that night. I wasn't taught what to expect when you're expecting. Hallelujah. You know, when a woman gets pregnant, she knows that she has to go through that gestational period for 40 weeks. Most people call it 9 months, but it's at the end of 9 months. And she knows that from the time she conceives to the time she has that baby, that there are things and processes that she must do. She knows what that at the end of that gestational period, the prize is going to be there for her. Hallelujah. So one of the things that we must expect is resistance. We're going to get resistance from Satan. He comes immediately to steal that word out of our hearts. He may come subtly at first. He may come with a thought. That thought may, you could be getting close to that bill day, Lord. I mean, you don't say Lord, but you're thinking that in your mind. Well, that thought ain't from the Lord. That thought is from Satan. Or that arm is still kind of hurting there. You're thinking that in your mind, but that didn't come from the Lord because he said you're healed. Hallelujah. So it could be as subtle as that, but then if that doesn't get you thrown off course, then he's going to hit you with something else. If need be, he will throw his entire arsenal at you to get you off your game and off out of the Word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John 10:10 says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's his job. He's going to do one of those two things. He's going to try to steal it from you by taking away your joy, taking away your testimony, taking away your praise over it. Or he's going to try to go or kill it some kind of way, kill that dream or whatever you're believing God for by making you do certain things or making you not do certain things. Now, mom is expecting when she first learns that she is pregnant. She begins to find out everything she possibly can about being pregnant, especially if she's a first-time mom. You know, there are books out there, Dr. Spock, which I never did read because I was told that he didn't have kids at the time he wrote the book. And then there's a What to Expect When You're Expecting book. There's all sorts of things out there now these days, not in my days. You can Google it and find out all the different things that you're going to go through first trimester, second trimester, and the third trimester. And most mothers these days, they're looking it up. They're seeing what's going on. Every little change in their body, they know what's happening because they have become knowledgeable on the subject of being pregnant because they want that the best experience with this pregnancy. That's what we have to do. Once we've got that on the inside of us, we have to expect to become very knowledgeable on the word of God that you're standing on for what you're believing for. You got to get your scriptures and you got to meditate on them. You can't meditate them on them just the first time you do it. You got to meditate on them until it is manifested. Hallelujah. Joshua 1:8 says that this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For when you make your way prosperous, then you will have good success. So we've got to get in that word. We've got to stay We've got to stay hooked up in the spirit, and we've got to stay rooted and grounded in the word. We just can't go a day, a week, a month without getting in the word, seeing what God says on the situation, especially if you haven't seen the manifestation of it yet. Let's say you're believing for healing. There's something in your body that could take your life or take a limb. And you ain't got no place else to go but to the Lord because the doctors can't do anything else about it. Or you got a financial situation that you know you yourself can't get yourself out of it, but only the Lord. You need to be in those scriptures day and night meditating on them. You need to turn off everything else that's around you and only meditate on the word of God. You know, one of our dear mentors said that when his wife was in the hospital and she had a brain tumor, he said he and this was a dire situation because he said, Lord, you know, we got two little kids. Well, when she was in that room, he set a woman outside the door and told her, don't nobody go in this room who doesn't have faith. Didn't let anybody in there that did not have faith. Because he knew that if somebody would come in there and plant any seed of doubt in there, he might have lost his wife. But they only spoke the word. And even when she was going down, they were taking her to the operating room, she was quoting scripture. It was bubbling up out of her heart because she had been meditating on the word, and the word was coming back out. And when they got her in there, when they opened it up, that thing, and I believe, I may not have all the facts, but that tumor had lifted up off the brain. It was like it had been cauterized. And praise God, and she's still here. Hallelujah. Sometimes it is a life or death situation about what we are meditating on, what we are standing on. And when you get that word in your heart, when it becomes light, a revelation to you, ain't nobody else going to be able to tell you anything else. You can go in there and the doctor said, oh, well, I'm only giving you a couple of weeks to live. But nope, that's not true. I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And in Joshua, it also says that when you stay in the word, it will make you prosperous and you will have good success. So that means that whatever you were believing for, it's going to be successful. It's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Expect to say something. Expect to say something. You know, when that woman is pregnant and she's rubbing that belly and she's speaking to that baby, she's speaking over that baby, she's saying good things about that baby, she's dreaming about what that baby's going to be like when it comes out, what the baby's going to be like when it grows up. Spiritual mom is speaking the word over that baby. She's speaking life into that baby. She's speaking that everything is going to go right with that pregnancy over that baby. They're just speaking over that baby. Just like the pregnant woman, we've got to speak over what we're pregnant with, what we are expecting. We have to say what God says on the subject. When God says that, bring ye all the tithes into my house, into the storehouse, so that there will be meat in my house, and that I will open the windows of heaven over you and pour out a blessing, which he poured out the blessing on us. And when he says that I'll meet your every need, you got to believe it. When he says that the Lord is my shepherd, we shall not want, we got to believe. We shall not want. When he says to give and that it will be given back to us, we got to believe that when we give, it's coming back to us. No matter what it looks like, we know that we know that we know that we know that it's going to come back to us, because it is in his word, and God does not lie and he does not fail. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Also, there are some things you can't say. There are some things you can't say. You can't say if you're believing for a vehicle or you're believing for your bills to be paid. You can't go around saying, I'm broke. Because God didn't say you were broke. God said that wealth and riches are in your house. Hallelujah. He said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And if we are his children, it belongs to us also. You can't go around saying when somebody asks you, how you feeling today? Well, girl, I woke up this morning and my back was so stiff. Oh, and this feels like rain's coming because I can feel it all in my knees this morning. You can't be saying stuff like that. You got to be saying all is well. Like when that woman's child had died and the prophet asked her about him and she said all is well, knowing that her son had died. We've got to say all is well. We've got to stand on his word. We can't speak what they want us to speak. We can't say what we think they want to hear. We've got to speak the truth about God's word, what we are believing. And you know what? If you've meditated on the word and that word is in you, when they ask you that, you're going to speak that word. Hallelujah. By his stripes, I'm healed. Well, sister, brother, you don't look healed. Doesn't matter what I look like. I walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't look at the things that are seen. We look at the things that are unseen, because the things that are seen can be changed. They can be changed. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor always tells the story about Brother Hagin when he had that paralysis on the side of his jaw. And his grin was like going up the side of his face and stuff. And people would tell you, well, you don't look healed. He didn't care what they said. He knew that he was healed. Hallelujah. Whether it looked like it or not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Another thing. When a woman is pregnant and she is preparing for that birth, she's getting the clothes together, she's getting the nursery together, she's researching the bottles and getting the correct bottles, what type of diapers to get, she's buying all that stuff. They're preparing for the birth of that child. Hallelujah. she already knows what to expect the first couple of months, that she knows there's going to be multiple feedings at night. She knows that there's going to be some sleepless nights. She knows that there's going to be a lot of diaper changes, a lot of crying, and she is prepared for that. But guess what? She's not looking at it, oh, man, I've got to go through all this when the baby's born. No, she's joyful about it. She's happy that she's having that baby. She's happy to get all of those things ready. And she probably also happy that it's going to be over pretty soon. Because most women at 9 months, they're ready. They're ready to get their bodies back and ready to have that baby. But they're not sad. They're not hesitant about it, but they're getting prepared because they know that that baby is going to be there soon. And that's how we have to be also. We have to expect to give thanks and praise. And we've got to give it before we see the manifestation of it. Hallelujah. Because that woman she's thankful that she's having that baby. She's thankful from the time that she gets pregnant, from the time she has the test. She is so thankful and grateful that she is pregnant. And we've got to be thankful and grateful because we're pregnant with something. We're pregnant. We're expecting. We're expecting whatever you're expecting it. So it's birthing. It's getting ready to be birthed out of you from the inside. So faith believes that you already have it. And if you already have it, what should we be doing? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know it's coming. Oh, this time next year, I'm going to be driving that new vehicle. Hallelujah. I've claimed it by faith. I've prepared for it. I've gotten my scriptures on it. I'm praising you and thanking you, Father God, until it comes in. Father God, I know that I got that cancer diagnosis, but Father God, I thank you that I'm standing on your word, that by your stripes I am healed, and I'm praising you because I'm healed, Father God. I'm praising you because I'm healed. I'm praising you because that wayward child has come back home. I'm praising you, Father God. I'm thanking you because you are faithful to your word. Amen. Hallelujah. Because when he sends out his word, it does not return unto us void. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like that woman preparing for that birth, we need to prepare for the birth of what we're expecting. So rejoice. Rejoice. You know, Pastor said every morning we ought to get up and say 10 things that we're thankful for. Hallelujah. You know, one morning I tried to do what Smith Wigglesworth does. And when he gets up and he does that 10-minute dance, I said, well, Lord, right now I can't do that 10-minute dance, but what I can give you, I will. Hallelujah. But now that I lost some weight, hey, I can get up and do that 10-minute dance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's another reason to praise him. Hallelujah. And then we have to expect to receive the manifestation of what we're expecting. Hallelujah. When a woman conceives, she knows that at the end of that 40 weeks, she will be holding a baby in her arms. However, she did not receive the baby at the end of that gestational period. She received the baby at conception. When she was going around, even though she couldn't hold that baby in her arms, she knew that that baby was tucked safely on the inside of her. She didn't doubt that it would come to pass. She didn't doubt that she would have a miscarriage because her words and her thoughts and everything were positive. She knew that at the end of that 40 weeks that she was going to be holding that prize in her arms. She was going to be holding that baby. We've got to believe that we have received when we pray that we have it. And you will know in your heart that it is yours. It is mine. I have it now. The mother has no doubts whatsoever that she's going to have that baby. And we should have no doubts whatsoever that what we ask God for, those things that we ask God for, is going to be ours. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Well, stand to your feet. Hallelujah. What to expect when you're expecting. I hope you got something out of that today. Thank you so much for being gracious for my first time being up here on a Sunday morning. Hallelujah. But if you're at that point,